Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa P, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien Big Daddy Labrador. All right, today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, March 18, 2026. And if you live in Ottawa, property taxes are due tomorrow. You know what? Doesn't make sense for some of you. today's episode is also rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, Record Label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. All right, we got a full packed show today, so let's rush through this. Shout out to all you listeners. And before we do anything, please applaud your beautiful selves. Yes. This is a tradition on my part, is because if you're part of my target demographic, you're probably like me and in the habit of applauding everyone except your own beautiful self. And if this happens to be your first time listening to this episode, welcome. Yay! Yeah, welcome. Sit down. Enjoy yourselves. Yeah. And this includes those of you who may have clicked on this podcast by mistake, thinking I was the other Shut Up Podcast. See, they're Shut Up Podcast. I'm Shut Up Podcast. And yeah, if you choose to stick around, I'll be grateful. And here's hoping I say something in this episode that resonates and allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website. ShutUpPodcast411 at gmail.com is the email address. Episode 328. 328 is today's episode. I'll be talking about follow-up thoughts to the last episode, 327, Outside the Manosphere. Yeah, turns out that documentary is a popular item. It's a trend. It's trending, and also had some additional thoughts that I needed to share. But before we do any of that, we're going to do some quotable and some randomness. Goldorak, go! All right. Quotables. All right. Before I go into quotables, I'm going to say all these quotes come from the book, from pages. There's not spoilers, but pages from the Red Rising series. And this is my way of saying, because like I've been looking for ways to talk about the book without spoiling it, and also admit to you that I'm fucking obsessed with this story. It's on my mind, always on my mind. Yeah, and so there's a few quotes from the book from random books. There's random books, and there's shit that I found cool. First one goes, "This race. What a beautiful monster. They carry all of humanity's strength except one, empathy." Yeah, I just realized it might not make sense to you, but once you read it, it'll make more sense. Second one, "Look where we are in space, above a planet where we shaped, yet we live in a society modeled after the musing of Bronze Age pedophiles. Tossing around mythology like that bullshit wasn't made up around campfire by an Attican farmer depressed that his life was nasty, brutish, and short." Shit is deep. Second one. "Is a man a coward if he realizes that bravery is just a myth the old tell the young so they'll line up for the meat grinder?" Last one. I don't know. Two more. "Well, here I am, you deviant bitch. Here I bloody am, the motherfucking consequences." And last one, it goes, "I think it's important to realize that no matter how good you are to people, it won't matter." Oh, no, that's not what it is. It won't make them good to you. That's not the quote I wanted to read. It's, I'm going to save that one for the next episode. The one I wanted to read, it goes, the measure of a man is not the fear he sows in his enemies. It's the hope he gives his friends. All right. Again, I'm obsessed with this fucking story, man. It's been shit so much. Look, if this series was like a woman, woman that I'm attracted to, she would have filed the restraining order by now. Not that I'm in the habit of stalking women, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. This is just my way of saying because of my past relationships. Most of the last time I was disobsessed with a woman, it was never reciprocated. It wasn't reciprocated. And I understand if you did not find that last joke funny, but sorry, I did. All right. But I'm just saying, I'm upset. I'm thinking about it. I'm on message board. I'm curious. I'm not minding my own business. I'm reading. I mean, yo. And the funny part is I keep telling myself I'm not going to read because there's one more book left. And I keep telling him it's supposed to be out some summer 2026. But, you know, he's gonna dick us around, the author, I mean. And I'm sure it's going to be late. Anyway, so, but I'm telling myself I'm not going to read it. I'm bullshitting. Just like every last woman I've been obsessed with and said to myself, no, I don't love her. You love her? What? Yeah. Anyways. So, yeah. Red Rising series. I really hope I mentioned it. Yeah, Red Rising series. Tell them I sent you. All right. That's it for Quotable, excuse me. Let's jump into some randomness.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. I want to point out today, start out, that I'm recording on a Wednesday. And I haven't recorded on a Wednesday in, I feel this might be the first time in 2026 I've recorded on a Wednesday. Prior to 2026, I was doing two episodes a week. Oh my God, I'm trying to quote Kanye, but it's not coming to me right now. Anyway, yeah, two episodes per week, and came back from vacation, so I was just doing one. And it's been hard to get back onto the habit. One way that helped me get back into the habit is I figured out a way to make the publishing process a bit more fun. Not the editing, but the publishing. Because I wrote a piece of code. I wrote some code. And once I publish an episode, I run this shit. I mentioned this in past episode, but I need to bring it up again. I run this piece of code, and it updates my website, publishes it, and I just facilitated the publishing process, I get. Then I have another code all written in Python. Nerd alert! Anyways, yeah, Python. And it sets me up for the next episode. Long story short, look, it made me think of when I was trying to stick to a gym regimen. Commitment is one thing, but sometimes you gotta make it fun. It's like a relationship, you know? Every once in a while, you gotta remind yourself why you fell in love with this bitch. I mean, nigga. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you gotta, like, rekindle the spirit and things like that. Anyway, all this to say, shout out to me for recording on a Wednesday. Yay! Now, the tough part is, can I maintain the habit? But anyway, that's another story.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. This segment is just to say, fuck Bezos, man. Fuck Amazon. And fuck the Diaz brothers. Fuck them all. I buried those cockroaches. Now, what happened is so this segment I was supposed to tell you about my new setup. That's another thing. Another way to make this whole podcasting fun is that you just switch around. And what I was gonna do, you know, okay, it's a little too technical, it's a little too detailed, but I discovered what is a ground loop isolator. If you're a podcaster and if you have a similar setup to mine, you probably find yourself connecting your computer to your mixing board. right? Because I have this little, I have an R16 Zoom, and it does. I record it on this device, and then when I'm done recording, I upload the recording to my computer. So if you have a similar setup to me, then you might plug. You may have tried to plug your computer to your soundboard, and there's an annoying humming sound. That humming sound can also happen. I think not car stereos, but your stereo system. You just plug two wires together and there's this annoying humming sound. And the solution I discovered, and I was so excited to try it out, is you have to use this thing called this ground loop isolator. And the signal goes through it and it's supposed to get rid of it. Anyways, all this to say, I ordered the parts yesterday, right? I got Prime. And the motherfuckers said that the shit will be done. I purposely selected items that would be delivered to me tomorrow. Had they sent it, I'd be praising Amazon. Because they didn't, I'm like, fuck Bezos and fuck Amazon. Seriously, I was really hoping to be impressed that they were going to do it. But still, fuck Bezos and fuck Amazon. I mean, sure, there's also the whole killing the union, mistreating their employees. And sure, there's a lot of shit there. Bezos donated to Trump. But let's focus about my problems right now. I didn't get the shit that... Look, I think what I'm really bringing up is, have you been noticing the quality of Amazon has been like... They haven't been able to keep their promises of delivering shit on time? First world problem. There's like people getting bombed in Iran and I'm talking about my delivery. I didn't show up on time. But still, fuck Bezos and fuck Amazon. I'm just thinking, am I using any Amazon product to record? No, I'm not. Okay, all right.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Oh, right. I forgot to say. Yeah, all right. Okay. I'm hoping that next episode I'll be able to talk about my new setup. All right, next one. This one here will relate to Final Thought. And let me just play it. And it's about emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence starts with this question. Can you stay with your own discomfort without making it someone else's problem? If you can't sit with yourself when you're hurt, triggered, or confused, without distraction, you'll unconsciously outsource that work to other people. And this is how you unconsciously make people responsible for managing your emotions. And that's where conflict, projection, and resentment begins.
Message!
Right. Shout out to this hominy for the message. Link will be in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. And she's an emotional awareness coach. You can coach emotional awareness? Interesting. All right. I'm going to keep this short. Like I said, I played this so I can, because it's going to relate to Final Thought. All I was going to say is part of what I think of some of us, when we think of relationships, all we can think about is all the bad parts about relationships. And on the list of bad things about relationships, I think upbringing, my experience, being surrounded by so many people who didn't have emotional intelligence made relationship look like a burden. I've always had a negative view of relationships because I thought that no one had emotional intelligence. Like the idea of like someone getting upset after they made themselves upset and then passing that on to you bothers me. The idea of me doing that to someone scares me. But yeah, I guess what I should be saying is relationship would look more attractive or more impressive, more... I'd be more interested in a relationship with someone who has emotional intelligence. There. But again, shout out to Disharmony for that one.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. Last one. This one I caught in the morning. I saw this in the morning. It's been lingering on my mind. And it had me thinking about all the time I've wasted arguing with fools.
The problem I have with dumb people is that no matter what you say, you're always at the behest of whatever it is that they can understand. And it's this way because dumb people don't ask clarifying questions. They believe that whatever it is that you say is exactly what they understood you said. And that part of asking clarifying questions is one of the biggest signifiers that I can tell that I'm going to be talking to somebody who wants to understand what I am saying. And so I talk a lot about dumb people and my observations of what dumb people do. And there's always some dummy in my comments saying, well, that's not what dumb is. So of course you're going to disagree, because if I'm talking about an observation that I have made on something that I think somebody did that is dumb, the dumb person is not going to clarify what I mean by dumb, and they're also going to interpret it as something that they didn't understand correctly.
Yeah. Who, it's amazing, things I've missed growing up, the idea of a sign of an intelligent person is them asking you to clarify something you're saying, something you said. And then I'm going to say that and taking an interest, have a genuine curiosity in something you said. I love how we explained it. But, and then this is the part I was going to add in the comment section. I was going to say, I used to think intelligent people, again, you know, I mean, this was before I was enlightened. I used to think an intelligent person was someone who read books, had a high vocabulary, and 9 times out of 10 made you feel stupid. Do you know what I mean? And I'm thinking about this one particular colleague I knew, and he fit that demographic. I thought he was just smart, and I felt like so intimidated in his presence. His weak spot, and this should have been my red flag, this should have been my sign that maybe I'm wrong about my assessment. And but again, I was young, didn't know any better. And how this person, when it came to like computer-related stuff, shit he didn't even know, he could pick up concepts, like he was that smart. I remember being so impressed by him. His weakness was when it came to the topic of race. He was unbearably stupid. But in my mind, and this, again, I was young back then. I thought that, you know, if I could just say the right explanation, I could get him to understand. This motherfucker was unbearably ignorant in that particular topic, situation. I remember seeing a quote by Albert Einstein. It goes, imagination is greater than knowledge, or something like that, something along the line. That's when I started to like, okay, maybe there's more, maybe he's not that smart. But I remember, imagine trying to explain to another human being a color that you've seen and they haven't seen, a color they've never seen before. Right? It takes a certain amount of trust. It takes a certain amount of, okay, you're saying it's not red and you're saying it's not orange. Could you elaborate? As opposed to, well, it's not red, no, then you're stupid. I guess you don't know what the fuck. You're making shit up. Do you know what I mean? Look, I'm just, I forgot to say, the content creator's name is Jax Will. I was going to say Jack X Will. And I'm thinking about the time I've wasted. Shit, I'm thinking about an argument I got on the internet, and and I'm fighting the urge. Like, I'm talking to someone who clearly, eloquently let me know they ain't got no sense. But there's a part of me that feels the need to, like, that's my problem. I know this is my problem. There's a part of me that feels the need to, like, get the last word with this guy or with this person. I don't know, you know, their gender, but I don't know where that comes from, this need to, like, obsessed with the idiots. But, yes, dumb people, I appreciate this talk. All right, that's it for, quotables and randomness. we are going to jump to the final thought. Okay. Yeah, it's interchangeable. I might say final thought, final say, but I'm talking about the same thing. The last part of the fucking podcast. All right. And before we switch, we're going to take a quick break. I am back. I forgot to mention, like, you know, okay, so I was about to make, before I get to the thought that I wanted to share with you, I was about to make an episode about how much I hate the Oscars. Because most of my heroes don't appear in those stands because most of anyone I like never wins it. Or you know what? I just hated award shows, period. And I know, and I don't mean you should hate it, but it was just something in me. I just hated award shows. maybe part of it has to do with because growing up, I never was that kid who got trophies and shit like that or stood out. So I hated all kinds of award. But whatever, man. But it's funny how I was playing with the television Switch channel, and I just happened to reach the Oscars when they were announcing Best Actor. And, yeah, man, Michael B. Jordan. Wallace! Michael B. Jordan. I'll be damned if I fuck up his name. Yeah, Michael B. Jordan won the award. And I won't lie, man. I'm happy for the brother, man. A long time coming, especially Sinners, man. Sinners was a dope movie. I need to rewatch. And look, I'm just saying I'm happy for the bro. That's it. And I know a lot of you out there share the sentiment. So we did it, Brooklyn. No, I'm not from Brooklyn. All right. Let's get I have to remind myself, because it's Wednesday, I have to remind myself not to make it as long as a Saturday episode because I got to edit the shit in the same. Look, I got shit to do. Gonna wake up and right. All right. Outside the manosphere. Now, I'm not going to go over all the points that I covered in the last episode. I do know that I'm kind of jealous at the people on TikTok who've made similar points to mine in a shorter amount of time. fuck them. All right. But I'm a little jealous. I remember when I was looking at these videos and I was like, or people have made just interesting points, and I'm like, and then they made it within a TikTok reel. Mine, I made a podcast episode, a podcast segment out of it. But here we are. All right. So first thought, and new thoughts that are arisen that, so after I published the last episode, next day I wake up on a Monday and I'm on TikTok. It's still fuck TikTok. But anyways, yeah, I'm on TikTok and I was noticing a lot of women commenting or sharing their thoughts about the documentary, and I was a little worried. I was starting to feel a little, how do I say this, disappointed. And the reason I'm saying this, it's not because women shouldn't have watched it. I was worried men weren't watching it or sharing. I wasn't going to see any think piece by men's, right? Because of course, women, like when it comes to like self-analysis, and like they do that, they do the work, right? But this is the kind of shit that I'm hoping that parents raising boys, especially fathers raising boys, are paying attention. Chris Rock had this joke. It was a bad joke. I mean, he had this joke. It was funny at the time, but you know, it's a little ignorant. And he goes, yeah, my role of having a daughter is to keep her off the pole. And I'm thinking, no, man, there's worse than okay, worse. There's worse than your daughter not doing what you want her to do. It's them being part of, I think as a father, you failed if you're, that's harsh. He says the guy with no kids. I'm saying if I was a father, my job is to make sure they don't fall for, don't become a sucker of the manosphere. So yeah. Oh, shout out to, was it Michelle Wolf, comedian Michelle Wolf. Cause I was talking about how a lot of women were watching it and, she made a point I strongly agree with. She was saying like, you know, it's, she was saying how, yeah, no, Inside the Manosphere by Louis Theroux is good, but he ain't saying anything we haven't been telling you. And that's true. I remember reaching a point in my life where feminism started to make sense. I'm sure I had to mature. I had to grow up for that to happen. But yeah. And that documentary should make a lot of us men be like, oh, shit. There are some bad dudes out there. Now the problem is I'm worried that a trend will be created where the manosphere will be like, and I mentioned this in the last episode. Oh, no, I didn't mention this part, but the manosphere will be like the KKK. And what I mean by that, there's going to be a lot of men who will share the belief of the manosphere while knowing that they will be shamed and ostracized if they share those thoughts, and they start like hiding, like the Ku Klux Klan. It's just a matter of time before the manosphere start wearing masks. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is because the point is, the documentary shows the problem. Step two is fixing it. Now, on the next day, on Tuesday, I finally started seeing men who've seen the documentary and commented on it. I was like, yeah, finally. Now, unfortunately, there are a few who've seen it and are the wrong people watching it. Because there will be men who will be like, yeah, man, ministry sucks, man. They're not real men. But they're just saying that because that's what women want to hear. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to pick up chicks. Do you know what I mean? There's just going to be that. So that's the second thing. But for the most part, because, again, I had this conversation with my homegirl is, how do we go from that to how do we fix it? How do we solutions? And I'm being realistic, right? And I'm trying to be realistic about it because we're not going to save all these boys. There's going to be a few who will fall through the cracks. There's going to be a few, look, man, there's going to be a few who fall through the cracks who are going to fall for the scam, and they're just going to go, and it's going to be like, they can't be saved. But one thing I did like about the documentary, and this is from the links that I forget his name. I wonder if I should put his name in the... Okay, there's a few videos on TikTok where I was feeling like the point... I felt like nerds are winning. I guess what I like what Louis Theroux did in the documentary, I felt like he presented another option for boys to look at, to emulate. Now, I'm not saying Louis Theroux is like a nice guy. I don't know him personally, but I like the fact that the way I put it is the nerds won. I love how the documentary is him outsmarting these idiots. Sure, it's not that hard, but okay, these guys are outsmarting trolls, right? The documentary is pretty much him just saying, there's like this principle in martial arts that I've heard about, and I'm going to, some of you martial arts professionals are going to be like, oh man, he's fucking it up, the theory. But the idea of using someone else's momentum against them, right? He didn't like chop up the video to make him look stupid. He didn't do like, I don't know if they, I think like on the Daily Show and type of thing like that. All he did was press record, let him talk. Let him talk. Let him feel like they're back in the locker room. Let them feel like they're with their target on. Let them feel like they're the smartest person in the room. Let them feel like they're smarter than you. And they started talking and blah, blah, blah. What they don't realize is their whole foundation is built on bullshit. And all he did was allowed them to stand on their bullshit. One commentator noticed that how how a lot of these fellas will be like, yeah, man, my bitch, she does my dishes, man. I got 20 wives. She better be okay with it. But when the woman is in the room, then they're like, oh, you know, they bitch up. All of a sudden, they're like, more than one wife, right? You'd be okay with that, right? No? Okay, well, I mean, one dude got dumped over. Anyway, do you know, it's... And I think that's what if I was talking to my younger self about this, I would make them realize that these dudes are not men of their, they're not men, their word is not their bond. They're full of shit. They're con artists. They're like the Nigerian prince. You're not going to get any money from, you can't bank on their words. And another thing too is they value a lot perception. What's interesting, I remember as a younger man and, you know, I'm angry at the world. And I used to get angry at just during my unenlightened days. I used to get angry at women who, it used to be a big thing to make fun or get angry at women who wore makeup. Like, oh, you ain't that pretty, man. That's deception. That's deceiving. The whole time we were focused on them, we were ignoring the fellas that, yo, that ain't your car, dude. Man, that girl's not yours. You're not in a monogamous relationship. She don't like you. You're paying her to be beside you. You know, they full of shit. they'll rave, talk shit about gay people, and later on you find out that, oh wow, turns out you're also a homosexual. You can't trust what they tell you. that's what I'm saying. A man without his word is a cockroach. They're a bunch of cockroaches. And yeah, anyways, I really love the interaction, how much they value perception. There's one guy, he's like, he makes sure to he drove around, and every time he saw someone, yo, what's up, my man? Whatever, like, and he was like presenting the image like he's well-loved by the community, by the world. But it was all an image. An image. All right, yeah. I'm debating which one of these links I'm going to share with you. All right, I'm going to make my last point because I got to wrap this up. And because I want to wrap this up, out of everything that I forgot to, I said image, I forgot to say, oh, I forgot to say, yeah, man, these dudes were dumb. And okay, these dudes were dumb, but I've met dudes like that who were really, I hate the word, okay, dumb, but not, I mean, when I say dumb, I mean like you see them and, like, a woman would see them and she'd be like, yeah, it's a good thing you're good looking because you're fucking stupid. Shut the fuck up. You're stupid as a... Like, you don't want them playing Scrabbles. You don't want them around fire. You know what I mean? You don't want them playing with matches. They're like, that stupid. But the next day you would see them with an expensive car or with a beautiful woman. And the one thing, they may not be bright, but they were like gutsy, like on the latest credit card scam. Shit like that, you know what I mean? Sure, of course they would get caught because they were stupid, but they knew how to, get money in their pocket. Whatever, man. I'm having a hard time explaining. They were stupid, but they were resourceful to a point. And they were gutsy. I'll give them that. Gutsy and gutsy, resourceful, but that's it. Last point. And this is a point that I made on the last podcast, is I have this theory. I believe that society enabled us when it came to stupidity. It's like, I have this theory that I feel like when it comes to boys, they know that a small percentage of us will make it through college, will become quote unquote successful, will become decent fathers, will become, or will just make it through the system. And the rest of us, fuck that. You're just good for dying. You know, you're just, we just need you to die in a war for us. And when I say this, it's kind of like, it's like they didn't care we were stupid. I don't know if I'm making sense, but it's like they didn't care because there was like a purpose for us. No. We don't need you. You're going to be a valuable tool for us, for the smarter dudes or for the smarter people, the smarter women. I say dudes, but the smarter people. I'm speaking from my own experience as a man. Who knows? I'm sure women have similar experience. But I know for us, it's like we weren't encouraged to be smarter than where we were at. And and I'm thinking about how when it comes to intelligence, how we weren't encouraged as a man. Emotional intelligence and masculinity don't go together. If you're emotional intelligent, you better hide that shit or use it to manipulate other people. Anyways, I bring all this up, and that's why I shared this clip about emotional intelligence, right? It's because in the frequent conversation, look, I would say, I'm not giving up, but I'm saying on my journey to figure out how we fix this, part of what makes this feel like an impossible task for me is because I'm trying to figure out how to communicate empathy to someone with no emotional intelligence. Do you know what I mean? Like, if the point is to make better men who are less shitty or not shitty towards women, or who don't treat women like objects, who can see women for as human beings, not a thing to be consumed, manipulated, or whatever, or feel superior to. If the point is to get young boys to respect women, how the fuck do you do that to a being who doesn't understand, who doesn't value, who sees emotional intelligence as weakness? I have a friend who was telling me about another friend, right? I'll just short it. I've heard about this mother who sent her child to learn to a class that teaches empathy. At first I was like, what the fuck? You trying to sissify your boy? Because again, I'm not enlightened. But my first thought was, can empathy be taught? But the idea that she felt that she valued, and let me make sure this kid does not fall through the cracks. I just think that's amazing. That's really what I went from, that doesn't make sense, to I get it now. Because some of us do need to be taught, hey, not to be an asshole. Imagine being a parent who doesn't understand, who doesn't have emotional intelligence, and you're raising a boy. Good luck for that kid. Not being another statistic, not being another... Anyways, all right, okay, I've said my point. I've said this. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm strongly recommending, it's sure it's entertainment. I've talked about entertainment, but if you're a parent, I would encourage you, if you're a parent, especially one raising boys, I would encourage you to watch this documentary just for sheer awareness and entertainment, but also to see like the traps, the additional. You thought, oh man, I don't want my kids to be a drug addict. In addition to that, I don't want my kid to be a failure. In addition to that, you don't want them to be a sucker of the manosphere. You don't want them to be anywhere part of the manosphere. Now I'm thinking about like, well, what if they're becoming an influencer? Then it's I guess I'm trying to say is, can we make not being a shitty person an ideal to look up to aim for? Anyways, all right, okay. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Let me wrap this up. This concludes today's episode. Again, on a Wednesday. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Rouge et bleu.
I represent a hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé Québec. I also represent a hold it down for black folks who said yes when they heard Big Rube ask the question,
"Are you an outcast?"
This episode was rated R and F. The F for is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you. Anyways, I know you guys don't listen to the podcast for my melodious voice, but, you know, it's my goddamn podcast. By the way, if you happen to not like something on my show, on this episode, or about this episode, about this podcast, I would remind you, it's my goddamn podcast. It's my goddamn podcast. Anyone else, email me at shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. All right. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.